Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, weather and markets are still the two most important things that farmers and ranchers need to know every single day. And in that vein, recently I caught up with Cattle Facts market analyst Troy Applehands, and I put him in the hot seat and asked him to predict this cattle market headed into the future. And he said it's always hard to predict where markets are headed, but given the challenging market conditions in today's U.S. beef cattle industry, these days, it's even more difficult.
We study it, and it's getting more and more difficult to predict it, Russell. I mean, it really is. The volatility is at an all-time high over the past several years, as you know. And, you know, these market moves from highs to lows are just more drastic anymore. You know, these three standard deviation moves that are supposed to occur, you know, twice out of 100 years are occurring pretty frequently. And those are things that you can't predict. I mean, you can plan for two standard deviation moves. It's a three standard deviation moves, particularly to the downside, that really wound producers and drastically drain equity positions.
Again, that was Cattle Facts market analyst Troy Applehands out of Denver. Learn more at cattlefacts.com. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.